Well, the Tempe City Council has voted to negotiate with the Arizona Coyotes on a proposed development of nearly $2 billion that would include a new arena for the franchise. The council voted 5-2 in favor after a seven-hour meeting on Thursday night that included comments from more than 100 citizens and the reading of more than 220 written statements. Former Tempe Mayor Hugh Hallman was among those speaking in favor of the idea.
I don't know whether there is a successful project that will result from the proposal or the council will ultimately approve it. But that's a question for another day. Today is merely to open the doors and let the sun shine in on this process.
The Coyotes gave a lengthy presentation for a 46-acre tract of land west of downtown Tempe that would include an arena, hotels, retail, and housing. Team President Javier Gutierrez explained why the project would be beneficial to the area.
It reinforces Tempe's role as a vibrant center of the entire state, a location where folks from across the valley can live, work, and play. This project we see as a transformative development, an opportunity to turn a landfill into a landmark.
But not all residents were happy with the proposal, including Doris Provine.
Because it's going to mean a lot of noise. I wrote on Tempe Town Lake. I know how noisy it is when planes go overhead. I'm worried about traffic. I can hardly get around on Rio Salado right now, and it's going to be worse.
After the vote, the Coyotes released a statement saying the team was extremely pleased with the decision to go forward and looks forward to taking the next steps. Ahead of yesterday's meeting, the Federal Aviation Administration yet again raised concerns about the plan to build that new arena and entertainment district near Sky Harbor Airport. Kathy Ritchie has more.
The letter, which was dated Wednesday, was addressed to Tempe's city manager. In it, the FAA's regional manager wrote that it does not support residential developments within areas experiencing aviation-related noise levels of 65 decibels or greater. The proposed district would be located within that 65-decibel noise contour. The letter added that the FAA conducted a neighborhood environmental survey and found that people were highly annoyed at noise exposure levels of 65 decibels. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.